It's 10 o'clock Mountain Time. That means it's time for Tom and Shane. And today we want to talk about the big Trump announcement that will be on the air tonight. And in view of the past election, the future of the GOP, Shane. We got a lot to talk about. Before we get started, though, I want to remind you that we're here every Tuesday and Thursday, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell, like us, leave a comment. And we'll really appreciate that very much. We picked up another subscriber, Shane. I'm excited about that. We've got a bunch of new subscribers, so we're happy to have all of our new subscribers with us, we hope. So thanks to all you folks for supporting us.
That's true. And those watching, you know, on the right, you can send us a comment. So a question, sure. Comment, observation. An opinion, an argument, a topic you'd like mm-hmm. us to talk about. You know, I can give you a list, you know, a long arm list. We got a great library. So once you subscribe, you have access to the library, and you can go to kmmsam.com and you can access us there, as well as our Saturday show, because Tom's been good enough to create a library there of our shows. So
they're all there.
We got everything. We're in the 21st century, and we have a legacy now. I mean, we have Amen. Two libraries. I mean, we are great.
There you are. Well, Shane, we got to talk about Trump's presidential run. And before we do that, though, we've got to talk about Stephen Grover Cleveland. He's the only president to miss a term, be elected, then not be elected, then be reelected again for a second term. And his first term, he only won by 1,200 votes in the non-corrupt state of New York. So we're pretty excited for Grover, who used his middle name, his first name Stephen, but Stephen Cleveland just didn't ring as well as Grover did. So that's where
you have to give the Republican Party credit, and here's why. The huge victory that the conservatives had in England a couple of years ago was the result of the liberal wall to the north. You know, it had been there for 70 years. There were four districts. They don't refer to them as that, but you know, that across the island, which is only 75 miles wide, and they won them all. And that's why they got such an incredible majority. Now, what have they done with it? Well, they blew it up. I mean, that's the problem. So now you have the Republicans breaking the wall again, because, Trump broke the blue wall, with Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Indiana in 16. And they carried over, and 2020, they won more seats than they expected in the House. Mm-hmm. And now that they have a majority, not a large one, but the important thing is the majority they have, five to six of those seats are out of California, and seven are out of New York. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's 12 seats right there. So, they went into this with 112. If they pick up the remaining ones they had, that's 224. So, it's an interesting thing, but we'll find out, how it's affected your ex-president, that'll be tonight sometime.
Yeah. Well, the Warnock, I'm predicting anyway that Warnock is going to be the next senator out of Georgia. Well, he'll defeat Walker, I think, because the Democrats are just going to turn out. I mean, they really want to stick it to the Republicans for the red wave that was supposed to happen that didn't materialize.
Yeah, I think it depends on the governor. I don't mean to interrupt you, but two years ago he didn't campaign with him that runoff in December, and he won by 300,000 votes.
Yeah.
Over that wonderful woman in black. The president of the universe,
Stacey Abrams. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's great. Her gray books of Leather and Love have been really just wonderful. Anyway, the point is that if he campaigns with him, and the Republicans don't argue over it, and McCormick gets his shift together, You know, he might have a chance, but I tend to think that right now, you know, it's leaning to Warnock. Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. So that'll make it 51-49, and that kind of nullifies Manchin to somewhat extent. He gets neutered a little bit, and Sinema from Arizona, those two have been the ones that have been, you know, the main thorn in the side of Schumer. So,
well, know, after the win in Arizona too, Sinema, you know, Kelly won. So Sinema's got to be going, oh, I'm safe. But now it's all, the interesting thing is here's what I see in the next 2 years. If the Republicans are smart, I want to win. You pile up Schumer, who got reelected, you know, and is the majority leader for the Democrats in the Senate. You put about 100 bills on his desk for the Senate to consider. And you put all the bills on his desk that you talked about in the election, something about gas prices, something about inflation, something about unemployment, something about the border, something about, election laws. I mean, just stack it, you know, like pass all kind of legislation. Not two pagers, not these 4,000 pages, just like, you know, one or two pages of a specific law with specific guidelines and stack them on his desk and then start barking. He's not doing anything about it. And you can talk about it for 2 years. You know, we came to do what we said we would. We passed all this legislation and the Democrats and Schumer are doing nothing about it. Because, of course, next time around in 2024, it's not only a presidential election, but there'll be more Democrat senators up for election than Republicans. So, you know, it's another opportunity. Maybe we'll see.
Yeah, could be. Cynthia weighs in. Yes, it will, but it doesn't matter who the Republicans get to run. They will discredit and ridicule and bash them like they did Trump. People have been taught to hate Republicans. And there's a grain of truth in what Cynthia says there, Shane.
Well, when you have a party in your country that's primarily a regional party, I mean, it's shrinking, but it's a regional party. We know that. You know, the Republican Party, you know, controls more state legislatures and all the way down to mayors. The Republican Party controls and wins more counties across the board, including blue states because of rural vote. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's a case of that independent vote, they say. I'm mindful of the women's vote because, you know, Mama Bear didn't decide to vote for their children or their family or, you know, for the pocketbook or any of that. So what's going on? Don't know. We'll see. But the problem for the Democrats is they're going to own it all. And right now,
they own it all. They own it all this election.
Crash that started in November. Yeah, but they lied. They, you know, they got out and talked about the old democracy is going to die.
It worked.
So now the Republicans got the House. No, but I know, but, they, you know, it didn't work. It only half worked.
And well, they barely got the House. They were lucky to get the House.
It doesn't matter if they have the House. They control personal.
Well, that's true.
They can do all the investigating now. They can call all these cabinet members of Biden up. They can call Biden's son up. They, you know, they can now switch this game and do all the other things and do the other thing I mentioned, because that's the most important. And it's not going to be hard to herd cats in the Republican Party because they're not all about legacy too now, and they want their power, and they're going to work together. They're not, you're not going to have, crossovers, you know,
Yeah. Axel weighs in. Easy to hate the insurrection party. Trump is the Democrats' secret weapon. Run, Donnie, run. All right.
Well, I'll make my call now because I'm playing the devil's advocate and I don't have a dog in the fight. But I don't think Trump's going to run. I think he's going to back out. My reasons are twofold. Number one, the results aren't what he expected. And two, several of the people or quite a few number of the people that he supported lost. So I think his family and him are looking at this and going, I guess the idea of, our national party isn't clicking with a majority of Americans because we didn't get as many Mexicans, African-Americans and independents and Democrats to move over. It wasn't enough in blue states. And number three, he doesn't want to go into a race or the presidency if he were to win, not having a control of the Senate and House. I mean, it's just a waste of time.
Yeah, that's true. So, well, the if he does run, he has some problems. Trump's run would cut off support from the Republican National Committee in paying his legal bills. If you're on the Democrat side, of course, you believe Trump stiffs everyone, so he doesn't have to pay his attorneys or any lawyers or anybody like that. And it could complement or complicate his fundraising. And other folks might announce Shane. Obviously, DeSantis has been talked about. Greg Abbott, Kristi Noem, Tom Cotton. You know, there's a lot of folks that are thinking about
Pence. Did you see the
Pence
interview?
Might get in there too. Yeah,
that interview last night. I mean, he it was a dog walk.
Yeah. Well, as you just mentioned, voters in six battlegrounds where Trump tried to reverse his defeat in 2020, they rejected the election denying candidates. And Carrie Lake is projected to lose in Arizona.
Yeah. I
know. So that's, that was kind of a blow to that. That state turned pretty
Kelly,
blue.
Nevada. I mean, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty. Well, as I say, the Senate will be 51-49 if Warnock's elected. The House will be, will be held by a small Republican majority, which, as you say, I think they are going to probably bring forth some investigations and things like that. Whether they'll go anywhere or not is a whole nother, whole nother story. Will they be covered by the networks? Maybe, maybe not. It depends on how much news there is there, but we'll see.
Well, I expect the one thing I want to see is the House investigate the 51 guys that signed the letter about Biden's, computer being, Russian propaganda. I mean, mm-hmm. to me, that's the worst. And then second, of course, is the Biden family, his brothers, his sister, his son, and all the mm-hmm. places they've been involved in. Mm-hmm. And the money they've collected, and get them out in front of the American people and have them either deny or, admit. Yeah. None of them are going to get prosecuted because your attorney general, is a Democrat and he works for Biden.
Merrick Garland's not going to prosecute anyone. So there's no need of that. Another rumor, Trump may run for Speaker of the House.
Well, that's constitutionally he could.
Yeah, he could. Yeah,
and then they mm-hmm. impeach Biden and they impeach Harris, but mm-hmm. they'll never get impeached in the Senate. You're not going to get 70. What is it? 73 mm-hmm. or 76? 2/3, right? You got to.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
76.
Bob says Trump needs to move on. Conservatives seem to forget that he is far from a conservative. Promised to cut spending and increased it joyfully. He also used the presidency to attack Second Amendment. Well, I'm not sure I agree with that. I think he's pro Second Amendment. I don't remember him doing anything about Second Amendment.
Look, the bottom line is, what did he spend it on? Look, mm-hmm. this meeting yesterday with your president and Xi, the president of China for life, blah, blah, blah. I'm starting to think that they got to change his name to Joe Stalin. I mean, Joe Biden doesn't work anymore.
That'd be true.
So, the interesting context there is China's got one jump aircraft carrier, a little tiny jump aircraft carrier, like the Queen Elizabeth, the only new aircraft carrier Britain has. And this whole thing about, there's a conflict coming, that's just BS. It's redundant. It's mm-hmm. misrepresenting the truth, the facts. The U.S. has 12 carrier fleets. They're new aircraft carriers, and they're building another four. So
they're not going to war.
And, the 2 million, and it's only 2 million. People's army in China is a police force. It's a national police. It's not an army.
Well, if there is a war, it won't be fought with aircraft carriers. It'll be missiles, which can reach us and we can reach them. So that's what it'll come down to.
Yeah. Well, they have a hell of an air force that no one really knows how big it is in Taiwan, and they're all in, mm-hmm. They're all in mountain mm-hmm. hangars. It's pretty incredible. When information started coming. The thing was, 30, 40 years ago, the information came out about them building them. You know, so they built these right into the side of mountains, but no one knows exactly how many, because they only know what they bought from America. They don't really know what they bought from anywhere else.
Yeah. Well, getting back to Trump, the other thing that's going to take place over the next 2 years, Shane, is abortion laws. The states are going to take this up as to whether they do or not, depending on whether it's a red state or a blue state. Some states will stay the same. I think I mentioned on the radio that Arizona reenacted a 1901 law. Judge put that into effect, that almost no abortions are permissible. So that's going to, you know, that's going to happen. Back when the thing was leaked about the Supreme Court overturning, Schumer tried to codify, and it failed. They'll need a 60 vote to change abortion in nationally, and they can't do it with 51. They got to have, they aren't going to get any Republicans to come over on that side, or very few anyway. So,
well, I think, you know, you called it, you said abortion would be part, you know, a call to arms for the Democrats to vote. I thought about it, and then I got the epiphany and realized it was a right call because of that idiot Senator Graham. And what his comment a month ago was about, you know, when we take over the Senate, we're going to legislate abortion or whatever the hell he said. What an idiot. Like he made it a topic against the Republicans for doing that. So I think if anyone wants to blame someone for losing the Senate, I would blame him, because he made that statement. And then, you know, he was on TV the whole time during this election, you know, supposedly going around to all of these Trump senators and other senators he thought could win, and campaigned with them. Well, every time he did, they played that tape on TV, right? Like,
But that went nowhere. You know, I mean,
it brought out the vote, and the Republicans lost. I'm saying, if you want to blame the Republicans for not taking the Senate, it's and Lindsey Graham. It's all Senator Lindsey Graham, South Dakota, South Carolina, right?
Well, Representative Andy Biggs announced he's going to challenge McCarthy for Speaker of the House. So there's some unrest there.
Well, yeah, he's a Freedom Party guy, yeah.
Yeah, and the Republican Party, so that may happen. I personally think Jim Jordan would make a great Speaker of the House. I think that guy should jump up there. But and, of course, as we talked about earlier, Trump may run, you know, so he may announce that tonight.
No. But, you know, it's you don't want the Republicans to eclipse into the Cortez left that created wokeism. And, you know, look what it's done. You know, it's just made a mess of the Democratic Party. You know, I don't think Trump should do anything that would create a mess in the public, you know. And Biggs is, you know, he's basically the head of the Freedom Party in the House. And, you know, they're going to play hardball like Cortez and those lefties did, you know, with the Democrats, you know.
They will,
You know, because there's, what, 16 or 17 of them. And,
he's the Freedom Caucus leader guy, so,
But Jordan's one of them, so, he'll wrestle him to the ground.
Well, he might. I don't know. Another piece of trivia, James Polk is the only speaker to also serve as the President of the United States, you know, it could be possible. I don't think they're going to run Trump for Speaker of the House, but what do I know? You know,
Look, the biggest legacy of James Polk is that, you know, he acquired Texas and then won the Spanish-American War and ended up with 56% of Mexico. I mean, huge. Yeah. I mean, that's almost as big as the Louisiana Purchase that Jefferson. It completed the entire brick house of the United States, and 1850, 55, it made it gave you a continent. I mean, because basically Canada is with you. I mean, it's
Well, no one knows where Canada is for sure. So, Shane's in Canada, for those of you who don't know.
All that's important is we have 20% of the fresh water in the world. That's all I care.
That's right. If we run out of water, we got to go to Canada for it.
That's right, baby.
water pipelines will be all crisscrossing the United States. Oil, not so much.
when these electric flying vehicles come along, you know, all those oil pipelines are going to turn into water pipelines. You wait and see. They'll be using all those pipelines to be moving water around the country. They'll have to.
Yeah, that'll be the case. So, all right. Maybe some final thoughts here, Shane. What do you think? You think he may bow out or say, I'm not going to run, or I'm going to support somebody who is going to run, or what do you think?
Well, you know, the only other comment I want to make, and I think it's important, that there was in Oregon, the Southwest district up there, the Republican was winning, and then apparently 6,000 votes were thrown out. Now, this is a rural county in Southwest Washington. Been through it. Beautiful country. This makes no sense at all. When this kind of thing is going on in your country, I mean, every ballot in our country and every election is counted. I mean, we throw a ballot out because no one marked it. Or, you know, they marked two people. You can't. If you make the mistake, you can go ask for another ballot. So, I mean, this has got to stop. Someone's got to do something about it. We'll see. That's my only comment.
Yeah. Well, if they're throwing it out, they've got to notify the voter that they threw their ballot out and they have.
Well, it depends on the state.
Chance to come back in.
6,000, you know, and in a rural in a rural district, 70% would have been probably Republican. This kind of stuff. And you look at these other counties. I mean, all of a sudden, overnight, five are called. You know, because the Republicans were ahead by 4, 5, 6, 7 points. I mean, anywhere from 2 to 10,000 votes. I mean,
Well, as I said, you know, we talked about the elections. Unfortunately, some of these states are really diminishing our confidence in elections by their very actions, and that's the issue. It's no wonder. That some people are, upset with the way, how come it takes one state gets the thing by, 10 minutes after closing the polls and, somebody else takes a week later. So, it's hard to understand that.
You corner an animal anywhere in the world in a corner or in a closed space. And, they're going to fight back. That's vigilantism. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you've already been through 3 years of anarchy. You don't want to go through 2 years of vigilantism. I mean, it's the other side of anarchy, and it would only be another brick in the wall for the Democrats to ruin your country. So there you go. That's what worries me. Let's not go there, and we'll fight against it, you and I.
Yeah, that we will. All right. Let me remind you, we're on radio every Saturday, 8 to 11. You can listen to us anywhere in the world. All you have to do is go to KMMSAM.com, click listen now. There's nothing to join, no sign up, no email, nothing needed. All you do is go to KMMSAM.com and click on listen now, and you're on the show. And you can call us, you can text us, and we have 3 hours of limited commercial interruption, and you'll want to do that. If you missed any of our past shows, or this one will be up shortly, Tom and Shane's past shows are also at KMMSAM.com. Just click on Tom and Shane's podcast, and you'll be taken over to where those are. So, yeah, it's a pretty good deal. And don't forget to, of course, we'd love for you to subscribe and ring the notification bell. You'll always be notified when we're on, wherever you are in the world. And like us, leave a comment, because that's a good thing to do. If you want to support the show monetarily, there's a link in the description below. And we will do some great things for you, Shane and I will. So we'll be happy to do that for you. And if you'd like to make videos like this, we use StreamYard. And it's easy to use. There's a link to a free version in the description below, so check that out. And I guess we'll see what the big announcement is tonight, and we'll talk about it on Thursday,
I guess. And also, folks, the great thing about StreamYard, which our producer, director, and founder, Eagle Hoff, we can split screen this again. And the two of us can join a third party on, So you have an interest in wanting to be live around the world on the net and with us, you know, get a hold of Tom, send an email and join us on StreamYard. In a, I hate to say it this way, but maybe it'll go viral. A three-way conversation.
Yeah, we can have, actually, we can have up to 10 people on at the same time. So if there's 10 of you out there that want to be on, we'll be happy to accommodate you.
Tom, that's a circus, okay? It's already a magic show for you with me on. So let's.
I know, that's for sure. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us, folks. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell, like us. We're just a few subscribers away from 500. We'd like to hit that sometime. And we'll see you all once again on Thursday. Thanks for watching, and we are out of here.